I'm not interested in your little kingdoms. I'm going to establish a kingdom derived from God that your kingdom cannot match. In no way. I don't want your little throngs, Herod and the Agrippas and Serenius and Caesar. I'm not interested in your little thrones. I'm going to establish a kingdom of my own. And I'm going to present to the world a new religion that is called Christianity, where everybody can be saved, where everybody, oh Lord, can be redeemed, converted, or born again. Three men from the East, astrologers, call the wise men bringing gifts, O Lord, to the newborn. This is where we get the idea or conceive the conception of giving. At this time of a year, it makes no difference how you intend to reject it. We have many Scrooges in the world. But I don't care how you try to get around it, your heart is going to become that of a benevolent heart at this time of year. Can we get a witness? Amen. Well, I hear a lot of people say, I'll be glad when it's come and gone, and I'm not going to do all this like I did last year, but I have many witnesses back there. I'm encompassed by a great crowd of witnesses. In my house, all of my children will be here today. And you can't hardly get in the living room. Now, we're not going to do this next year, and every year get worse and worse. It's all right. Nothing wrong. You give. But the best gift that you can give the Lord or anybody is yourself. Is that right? That is the best gift you can give anybody, is the self. Jesus was our best gift. God gave him, according to John 3:16. He didn't just say God loved the world. God so loved the world, emphatically speaking. Not by impolitic or impetuous demand, but out of love, he gave him to us that we may be saved. On our way to hell, the plan of salvation had not been laid, had not been given by none of the early prophets, or the minor prophets, or the writing prophets, or none of the prophets until Jesus came. Jesus is the only one that had a plan of salvation. Follow the star. Where is he that is born King of the Jews, interrogatively speaking? For we have seen, O Lord, his star in the east. And we have come to worship him. Oh, I wish people all over the world could see enough in us that would be conducive for them to see Jesus and constrain and induce them to wake up and come out of their state of complacency and to do more for the Lord. You know, church, if members could just come together often for a little while, not only to praise and worship, but to magnify and glorify the name of the Lord and to thank him for his uncountless blessings. There are many folks today, we'll be through in a moment, that are standing in the need of divine leadership. Amen. Amen. I'm not the greatest politician in the world. Don't you see our political leaders are falling by the way? This is why Jesus said, my kingdom is not a political kingdom. You've got to have something that is far transcends any earthly sphere, a being that moves and have its being as you and I have in the world. You can't put your trust in the world or in political leadership, as a lot of folk have most of their lives in political arena, and they don't come alive until you start talking politics. And every day they are falling. By the way, every day. But we have a shining star that transformed from the lights, astrologically speaking, and to a newborn babe to lead us and to shine before us as an example of God, that we may have a right to the tree of life. It was Herod's desire, he said, to know where the young child lay, but for another reason. I think you know that reason. He didn't come there to worship him. Herod had something else up his sleeve. So he sent some wise men to search for the young child. You know, thinking that the newborn king would upset him. You know, that's the trouble with a lot of people today. There are a lot of jealousies in the world. Amen. Amen. Thinking that some new person with some new ideals may come and wreck my little thing that I have going. Huh? This is what they thought about Jesus. I don't want him to come. I'm the king. We don't need another king. I'm the king. But you didn't know that Jesus was the king of kings. But later Jesus said, as I will say again in explicit terms, my kingdom is not of this world. Where earthly rulers stumble and fall, stigmatize, O Lord, their office and disgrace the political arena and put it in an ignominious state of life. It's happening right here in Birmingham right now. And I think some of you know about it. It's happening in New York. It's happening in every state. Man can just do so much for you. You're going to have to trust in the Lord. You're going to have to let him lead you. You're going to have to let him guide you in spite of our intellectual and philosophical contribution and attributes. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 says, lean not on our little knowledge and our little understanding, but in all of our ways, O Lord, let him lead you. After you acknowledge him, first you have to acknowledge him. He shall direct thy pathway. You're suffering from embezzlement, immorality, extortion, and other unethical practices as leaders. Not only in Romania and the Panamas, but everywhere right here in the United States. We can't heal ourselves, only the Lord can heal us. Amen. Amen. One philosopher said, he that doctors himself have a food for a physician. And I think it was Jesus said physician, or somebody around Jesus said physician, heal thyself. The world must have a guiding light. God knew that. In John 3:16, you see, church, when we try to self-control our lives, it's like a drunk person driving on the freeway. Not only is it danger and hazard to our lives, but it's a hazard to other folk. Jesus must be our guide. Jesus must be our director. And you wouldn't have a good movie, and you wouldn't have a good play if you didn't have a choreographer or a good director. It would just be anything, wouldn't it? You've got to have directions in life. Jesus must be our preceptor, our teacher. We are not able to take our lives into our own hands. And oh Lord, our arms are not long enough. Our shoulders, oh Lord, are not wide enough. And our hands are not large enough to pick us up over and over again. We have fallen many a times, and He is our guiding light. He is our shining star. And oh Lord, it will shine in the darkest hour of our life. Oh Lord, in life's storms, why, it will bring us, Lord God, out of the dark valleys of life. And oh Lord, sometime I know that You and I have been in those valleys. Can we get a witness? Oh Lord. Let me their songs imply my fears and joy. Oh yes, now you sing it, church. Desire that He would be the star, the shining light in your life, may you see your hand. Amen. You couldn't make a better decision than to let Him be the star in your life. Let Him be the light of your life that will never guide you wrong. The shining and brightest star. May the Lord bless you now. We're about to dismiss. Let us dismiss with We Three Kings. I'm trying to find it. I knew it. As quick as someone find it, announce it. I'm trying to find it. We Three Kings. 4-2, yes, that's it. I get it mixed up and go tell it on the mountain. This is our last song. We want to sing the verses as we have a benevolent heart at this time of year. We want to sing the five verses. This is our last Christmas song. We three kings of Orient, bearing gifts, we traverse upon hill and fountain, moon and mountain, following on the star. Born a king on Bethlehem's plain, gold I pray to grant him a reign. King forever, sing never over us all to reign. Think about it. Free to be jolly and talk like you want to. Blessed be the time. May you remain seated.
Blessed be the time that binds our hearts in Christian love. To them.
now may grace, love, mercy, and the fellowship of the Holy Communion rest and abide with us now, henceforth and forevermore. Let us sing.
Amen.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We need to announce this to call off the presents. Brother Griffin, how about you coming? Need some deliverers. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the one we used to know, where the tree tops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. Oh, I'm dreaming of a white Christmas with every Christmas card I write. Ain't no day be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be mine.
God bless you, Merry Christmas, and a Happy New Year.
To Erica from Deacon.
Don't nobody leave now. You may leave your present here. If you do, we'll give it away.
Joyfully receive him for our Redeemer, so we may with sure confidence behold him when he shall come to be our judge, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Ghost, one God, world without end. Let us say, Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
yes, oh yes. He leads me. Let's go, Cherry. Think about it. It's a beautiful song. He leads me. Oh, yes. He leads me. From the first of the Synoptic Gospels, this time, Matthew, the second chapter, the 13th verse. And when they were departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeareth to Joseph in a dream, saying, Arise and take the young child and his mother and flee into Egypt, and be thou there until I bring thee word. For Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. Derived from this still Advent season as a follow-up of our Christmas message, life's many and myriad flights. Life's many and myriad flights. In every parting, there is an image of death, by George Eliot. One vicious habit each year rooted out in time might make the worst person good, Benjamin Franklin. Last but not least, what you dislike in another, take care to correct it in yourself, by strength. My brethren and my sisters, as we move on, as we visualize Bethlehem near 2,000 years ago, the birth and coming of the Messiah is a reality, and this overcrowded small town is hilarious with joy and gladness. Christ the Savior was born. But if you have noticed many, many times in our contemporary lives, when we are happy and rejoicing, trouble without invitation raises its ugly and unwanted head. Amen. To eradicate our joy, the same as with Job, when they were dining and feasting together, trouble after trouble came in the style of bad news. So it is with us. Many, many times when the church is seemingly going along smooth, listen carefully, Satan or the devil moves in. Can we get a witness? Yes. Amen. As were in the city of David, Bethlehem of Judea, when in the midst of a celebrated and benevolent spirit, jealousy arose in King Herod. And his ambivalence was most conspicuous and very insidious. Jesus later on called Herod a sly.